Okay, good morning, everybody. Sorry, let me get the recorder straight here. Okay, welcome to Maseches Brachos as we begin Shas Bavli, Seder Zrayim, Maseches Brachos, and Daf Beis of Maseches Brachos. Couldn't sleep last night. This is like the most exciting day. Halavai, we should always not be able to sleep because we're starting Brachos Daf Beis. I mean, because we're starting whatever Daf we're starting that day. So just to give a little bit of an introduction to Shas and to what we're learning. So we'll start with the big picture. The Gemara Maseches Shabbos tells us Darshan Zapaskin, Sefer Yeshayahu, Vahaya Amunah. And the Gemara Darshan that each word in that pasuk relates to a different one of the Siddarim of Shas. And the beginning, Emuna, is a reference to Seder Zrayim. Oh, I should mention, today's shir is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Landerer for the continued sponsorship. So Emunas refers to Seder Zrayim, and that's why the Rambam writes in the Akdamah to the Perish of Mishnayis, Seder Zrayim is the first of the Siddarim in Shas, because in that pasuk it comes first. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi arranged it first. And not only that, but Seder Zrayim deals with mitzvos of Gidulei Ha'aretz, things that grow from the ground, and that which grows from the ground provides the majority of the sustenance of mankind. And because of that, in order for a person to be Oved Hashem, a person needs to be sustained, a person needs to be able to live. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to sustain us, and therefore that's the first thing we acknowledge in our travels through Shas. The Rambam writes that the reason that Maseches Brachos is the first of the Masechtos in Seder Zrayim is because this is the Masechta that deals primarily with the Brachos on eating food. And in general, when a doctor wants to make sure that a patient is healthy, he's going to make sure that he has a proper diet. And in order that a person should eat properly, we have to make sure that we're saying the proper Brachos. So this Masechta deals with Brachos on food, and once it's dealing with brachos on food, it's going to tell us about all sorts of brachos. And once it's telling us about all sorts of brachos, it's going to tell us about Birchus Kriyashma. And once it's telling us about Birchus Kriyashma, it's going to tell us about Kriyashma itself. So that's why all of these topics are going to be covered in Maseches Brachos. And we start with Kriyashma because that is a mitzvah that is constant each and every day, that a person has twice a day Minat Torah. So that's why the beginning of Maseches Brachos starts with Kriyashma. The Gemara says in Maseches Baba Kama that if a person wants to be a chassid, he should be Mekayim Mili de Nezikin. He should fulfill or learn about Nezikin. But Rava says Mili de Avos Va'amrila, and some say Mili de Brachos, that a person is supposed to learn Brachos if they want to be a chassid. So it's Machlokas Rishonim, what about Brachos makes a person a chassid? Some say it means just the halachos of Brachos, of reciting Brachos. Others say that no, Mili de Brachos means all of the Agadata that we're going to have in Maseches Brachos, and all the stories of Chassidim and Tzadikim that we're going to have in Maseches Brachos. And the Chassidim Arishonim, how they used to prepare an hour before davening, that's something that you learn about, and a person is likely to become a Chassid. So just to quickly map out the Masechta and what the Masechta covers, so there are 9 Prakim in Maseches Brachos. The first 3 Prakim of Maseches Brachos all deal with Kriyashma, the next 2 Prakim of Maseches Brachos deal with Tefillah, and then the final 4 Prakim of Maseches Brachos are actually about Brachos. So we don't get to Brachos, to the halachos of Brachos, until the final 4 Prakim. The first 3 are all about Kriyashma. The first parak is going to be about Kriyashma Shachris Va'arvis, the second parak is going to be about Kavana in Kriyashma, and the third parak is going to be about the various exemptions from Kriyashma, who's Pater from Kriyashma, when you're Pater from Kriyashma. So the first parak is just really focused on Kriyashma Shel Shachris Va'arvis. There are 5 Mishnayis in the first parak of Maseches Brachos. The first one is here in Daf Beis. It's going to talk about Kriyashma Shel Arvis. The second one is on Daf Tes. We have a long wait till the second one is going to talk about Kriyashma Shel Shachris. And then after that, we're going to get into the way that one says Kriyashma and Daf Yud. We're going to get into whether you say it standing or lying or all the different ways that one says Kriyashma. And then we're going to get into the brachos of Kriyashma on Daf Yud Aleph. And then on Daf Yud Beis, we're going to discuss whether you need Yitzias Mitzrayim Mitzrayim, to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So that's the map of the first parak of Maseches Brachos. As far as today's Daf Beis of Maseches Brachos, so the Mishnah is going to talk about Vizman for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. When is the earliest time? And it's going to have one opinion for the earliest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and three opinions of when is the latest time that one could possibly say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. The Gemara is going to discuss that it's a very strange way to start any book with a word like Me'emasai. From when do you do this? Do what? How do I know that you do anything? Where are we coming from that we start a book with Me'emasai? So the Gemara is going to discuss that a little bit. It's also going to discuss why we talk about Kriya Shema Shel Arvis before we talk about Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. And then on Amud Beis, the primary focus of Amud Beis is going to be to present a whole bunch of other opinions for when the earliest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is. So again, the latest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, we have three opinions in the Mishnah, but only one opinion when the earliest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is. On Amud Beis, depending how you count them, it could be six different opinions about when the earliest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is. So if we had to summarize Daf Beis, it's about the Zman of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, both the earliest time and the latest time. In that context, we're going to discuss a little bit about when a Kohen who has previously been Tameh is first allowed to eat Truma, when he's become Tahor enough to be able to eat Truma, but that comes up agav, the discussion of this man of Kriyashma. So without further ado, let's begin the Mishnah. Me'eva Saikar Neshma Ba'arvin. From when? What's the earliest time that a person can say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? Misha Shekhanim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumasan. From the time that a Kohen who has previously been Tamei is allowed to go and eat his Truma, Ad Sof HaShmura Rishona. And the latest time is the end of the first watch of the night. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Meaning, the latest time, Rabbi Eliezer says, is the end of the first third of the night. Sof HaShmura Rishona. Now, the Rashi points out over here, Ad Sof HaShmura Rishona, Shlish HaLayla. One third of the night, Kedem Farish Megemara, Umisham Ve'elach Avrizman, Delomek Rishizman Shchiva. That after that, one third of the night is gone, then it's too late. You missed the boat because you only have a chiv to recreate Shema Shel Arvis b'shach b'cha. B'shach b'cha means the time that people normally go to sleep after the first third of the night. It's not the time that people go to sleep anymore. People are already sleeping, and therefore they're not yotzei. Similarly, if you read it before the time that the kohanim go to eat truma, it's not yet the zman that people would even be going to sleep, and therefore you're not yotzei if you read it before that time. But then Rashi has a comment that's not just mefarish the Mishnah, but adds an important ta'ara. Rashi comments on the fourth skinny line. Im kein lama korinosa bebeis haknesses. Why is it that we read Kriya Shema in shul when we daven Mariv? Tonight, Elisha just announced that Mincha is at 4:30, which means Mariv is going to be roughly 4:40 or 4:42 or something like that, which means that we're going to be saying Kriya Shema Shel Arvis in shul, and it's not yet going to be Tzeis HaKochavim. So why are we doing that if you're not yotzei the mitzvah at all? Says Rashi, you're right, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. K'dei lamod b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah. It's purely for the purpose of having some divrei Torah right before we daven. And the divrei Torah that we choose to have before we daven are the psukim of Kriya Shema. And he says it's based on Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that a person is supposed to say divrei Torah right before they daven. And that's why we have to read it again after it gets dark. When do we do that? Says Rashi, u'b'kriyas parsha rishona shadim kori al mitaso yatsa. When you say the first parsha of Kriya Shema al mitaso, when you go to sleep in your bed at night, that's when you yotzei the real mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema. That is Shitas Rashi, that the real mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema is when you go to sleep. It's not when you daven Mariv if you're davening at an early Mariv minyan. Tosos takes strong issue with this Rashi. Tosos has four kashas on Rashi. Frek Tosos, he says, first of all, Temele Perusha V'Halo Eino Olam Regilin is in the fourth line of the skinny line of Tosos. He says, I understand, Halo Eino Olam Regilin Likro Samuch L'Shchiva El Parsha Rishona. He says, says, how could it be that you're Yotze Kriya Shema Shel Arvis when you go to sleep at night and you're only reading one parsha of Kriya Shema? It takes three parshios in order to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So that doesn't make sense that that's your Iker mitzvah when you're going to sleep and you're only saying one parsha. Va'on kasha, the tzarek levarich, for Kriya Shema Shem Lefnei Hashem L'Achrei Abarvis. Second of all, says Tosos, there's a requirement to say Birchas Kriya Shema, two before and two after by Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So why is it that, how could it possibly be that you're Yotze on your bed when you're saying three parshios, when you're saying one parsha rather, you're not saying the brachos? Va'od, da'osa Kriya Shema Samuch L'mita, ein el b'shom azikin. And aside from that, Tosa says, the Kriya Shema that you say on your at bedtime has nothing to do with the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema. The Gemara explains what it's about. The Gemara is going to say on that, hey, that the Kriya Shema L'mita, that's just to protect you from harmful spirits or whatever is out there at night that could be harmful to you. That's what that's about. That's not about the real mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema. Va'od kasha Tosa is a fourth kasha. There is a machlokas we're going to have in a couple of days from now whether the tfilos are supposed to, whether the Kriya Shema are supposed to sandwich all of the tfilos. They have Kriya Shema Shel Shachris followed by Shachris Mincha Maariv, followed by Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. And he says, if you're saying Kriya Shema Lamita is the real Kriya Shema, then that's how you're holding, that the Kriya Shemas are the bookends of all the tefillos of the day. But we don't paskin that way. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, who says, Ezu ben olam haba, zel hasomech gu'ul shel arvis l'tefillah. Then at nighttime, Kriya Shema is supposed to come before Tefillah. So he says Rashi is incorrect, says Tosos, and therefore Tosos disagrees. Tosos holds that, he quotes Rabbi Natan, that Adrabah, Kriya Shema of the Beis HaKnesses is the real Kriya Shema. Why do we do it so early? Maybe we're relying on Ashita and Tanaim that you're actually allowed to do it so early, but Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is really fulfilled in Shul. Okay, so back to our Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said so far one opinion as to the earliest time to say Kriya Shema, from when Kohanim could eat Truma, and one opinion so far in the Mishnah about the latest time. Latest time, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ala Shmura Rishona, the first third of the night, 4 hours into the night in Shos Manios. The Chamom, second opinion, Ad Chatzos, that you have up until Chatzos Halay, let's say Kriya Shema. Ram Gliel Omer, Ad Shiel Amun HaShachar, Ram Gliel is the most lenient, he says, you have all the way until Amun HaShachar to recite Kriya Shema. So Maisa, Uba Uban of Mi Beis HaMishta, one time, Rabbi Gamliel's children were coming home late from a Chasna, so Omer Lo Karinu HaShema, and they said, Oyvei, we missed Shema. They davened after the chuppah, but we were busy dancing the Chasna and Kala back, and we missed the whole thing, we forgot to say Shema. So Amar Lahem, Im Lo Amar Shachar, Chayav Natem Likros. Said, if it's not yet Amar Shachar, if it's still nighttime, the first rays of light haven't come yet, you still Chayav to say Kriya Shema. V'lo zu b'levad amru, ele kol ma shamru chacham ar chatzos, mitzvah sanal she'el amar ha-shachar yishinau. Whenever the chacham tell you that there's a mitzvah that ends at chatzos ha-layla, really you have all night to do it. And the reason the chacham told you have until chatzos is they're just trying to make an extra safeguard that you don't delay the mitzvah too long, because if you delay till after chatzos, it's likely that you'll delay until after amar ha-shachar also, and you'll miss out on the entire mitzvah. And therefore, hekter chalav ve'evarim, the requirement of burning the previous days, the fats and the limbs of the previous days' karbanos, which is done overnight in the Beis HaMikdash, is mitzvah sanat she'el amar ha-shachar. It's really done all night long. It's up until amar ha-shachar. V'kol aneh cholim liyom echad. Any karbanos that are only eaten for the day that you bring the karban and the following night, yom echad, that day and the night that follows it, in the Mikdash, the laila is holei chachar yom. It's unlike everything else in Jewish law, where the yom is holei chachar laila, where a Jewish day starts at night. In the Mikdash, the Jewish day starts a day, and the it's followed by Laila. So if you have a carbon that's eaten for one day, it means the day that you bring the carbon, all carbonos are brought during the day, no carbonos are brought at night. The carbon that you bring during the day, that you have that day that you bring the carbon, followed by the night that follows it. So there are certain carbonos that can only be eaten for that one day, and the night that follows it. So how late into the night? mitzvah not shi'al amur ha-shachar. It's really all night, up until amur ha-shachar. Im kein lama amur chacham mar chatzos. So why do the chacham tell you have only until chatzos? K'dei laharchik adam min ha-aveira. It's in order to prevent us from doing an aveira. So the Mishnah actually listed three different things that are really mitzvah on kol ha-layla, that the mitzvah should have been all night. That according to Rav Gamliel and the chachamim on the Doraisa level, you could say kriya shema all night long. The burning of the chalavim ve'evarim of the previous day's korbanos is all night long. And whenever you have a mitzvah of achilas korbanos, that too is all night long. Now, because the chacham are nervous about us doing not doing things in time, so they held back on a couple of them and said that you only do until chatzos. But Rashi points out the idea that you can only do until chatzos is only on two out of those three. The hektar chalav ve'evarim actually is all night long. The chacham never pulled back on that one. That one was never held back until chatzos. That's actually all night long. But as far as the achila of the karbanos and the as far as the kriya shema, that's where the chachamim, in order to be marchik, a person min aveira, that's where the chachamim pulled back till chatzos. And Rashi points out, and it's a beferish of Mishnah in Maseches Megillah that tells us kol halaylis kasher l'ktsiras haomer ula hektar chalav ve'evarim, that the whole night you could do ktsiras haomer and the whole night is kasher for hektar chalav ve'evarim. So you see that they never pulled back on that one. They never told us that we only have until chatzos for that one. So that is the first Mishnah in Shas. That was the Mishnah I just came across this morning in the back of the Masifta Gemara in the Pnine Halacha section. They said that in Seder Adoros, it writes, in the name of the Sefer Be'er Avram, in the name of the Megala Amukos, that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi actually signed his name at the beginning of Shas Mishnayos. That he begins the word, the Masifta, with the word Me'emasai, which is Gematria Ani Yehuda Kadosh. Which some say, well, that's it's unlikely that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who was known to be a tremendous anav, would sign his name with a gematria of Ani Yehuda Kadosh, that I am the holy Yehuda. So that seems unlikely, but there is such an inyan. The Rokeach writes that, and the Chidah writes, many Sfarim write, to dafka have, when a person writes a Sefer, to dafka have their name, merumas, in the name of the Sefer. That's something even people who write Sfarim anonymously very often will have their name hinted to in the name name of the Sefer, and very often it's through a gematria. So that's become like a minag Yisrael already, but it may go as far back as Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. People ask me why my Sefer is Hakona Olamo and not Kona Olamo. The answer is because the gematria of my name is Hakona Olamo. It's not Kona Olamo, so I just had to work out the gematria. Okay, says the Gemara. Tana Hechakai the Ketani Meimasai. Where was the Tana holding that it starts the discussion with the word Meimasai? Meimasai implies that we've been discussing something up until this point, and now you're saying, oh, when do we do that? Where were you that we were talking about that you're now asking when? Visu Maishna Tani Barvis Bresha, listening to Shabbos Bresha. And also, when you talk about your daily schedule, someone would ask you, go through your daily schedule for me. So you would start with, well, I wake up in the morning, and then you'd fill in from there. But why is it that the Mishnayos start with Kriya Shema Shel Arvis the night before and not from the morning? So answers Gemara, Tana Akra Ka'i. Now the Tana was working off of the Psukim, and that's the way Torah Sheval Peh works. Torah Sheval Peh works against the backdrop of Torah Shebechsav. That's the way we're supposed to learn in our lives. Ben Chamish LeMikra, at the age of five, the Mishnah tells us, we start learning Mikra. Ben Eser LeMishnah. And then on that foundation of Torah Shebechsav, we build Torah Sheval Peh. So the Tana was assuming that we're familiar with the Psukim, and it was working off of the Pasuk that it describes Kriya Shema, Dichsiv B'Shachuch of Kamecha. And the Pasuk says, first when you lie down, and then when you wake up. V'achi Katani. And therefore, our Mishnah is saying as follows, Zman Kriya Shema D'Shchiva Emas. When is that Zman Kriya Shema of Shchiva that the Mishnah was, that the Pasuk was talking about? So the Mishnah tells us, Misha Shakan Nechasin Lechal B'Truma San. When the Kohanim go and eat their Truma, that is the Zman of the Kriya Shema Shel Shchiva. V'Iba Yisema, another possibility, is Yalef Mibriyasa Shalolam. You know why we start with night? And this one doesn't explain where the Tana was picking up from, but it at least explains why we do night first. This answer explains that we learn out from Briyaso Shalolam, that we learn out from the way God created the world. The Chsiv, Vayihi Erev, Vayivoker Yom Echad. That it says Vayerev and then Vayivoker, and that's Yom Echad. And that's what we alluded to before, that every Jewish day starts at the night, other than the days in the Mikdash where we do a different cheshbon. But typically, Jewish days start at the night because Vayerev followed Vayivoker is Yom Echad. And that's what Rashi points out, that Vi'iba Yisema Hadetana Arvin Bereshi Yel Mibriyas Shalom. That even though the Gemara started with two questions, why are we starting the Masechta with Me'emasai? And why does Arvis come before Shacharis? The second answer is only answering the second question, right? It's only answering why we start Arvis before Shacharis, because it's based on Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Voker. So Frek V'Gemar, Ihachi Seifa Dektani, V'Shachar Mevarek Shtayim Lefneha, V'Achas Achreha, U'Be'erev Mevarek Shtayim Lefneha, U'Shtayim Lachreha, listening to Arvis Bereisha, says Gemara, well, wait a second, if we're always going to start with nighttime, there's a Mishnah later in this Perek, as we alluded to before, we said that there are five Mishnahs in the Perek. First one is about Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. Second one is going to be on Daf Tes about Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis. And then on Daf Yud, we're going to have a Mishnah about the derech of saying Kriyat Shema, whether you say it standing, lying, whatever. And then on Daf Yud Aleph, we're going to discuss Birchos Kriyat Shema. And when we discuss Birchos Kriyat Shema, we're going to talk about the brachos of the morning Shema before we talk about the brachos of the night Shema. Well, if everything is based on the year Vayivoker, we should talk about the brachos of the night Shema first. Why is it that over there we switch and we talk about the brachos of the morning Shema first? So it says, Mara Tana Pasuk Bar Vada Tani B'Shachris Ad Dekay B'Shachris Pirish Mili D'Shachris Vada Parish Mili D'Arvis. That the Tana started the discussion with Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis based on the pasuk, and then it tells us about Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. And once we're on the topic of Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis, we finish all the discussions of Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis, and then we go back to fill in the details of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. So it goes A-B-B-A, right? That's the format of the way the Tana discusses it. That it's that it begins with Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. We then mention Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis. Once we mention it, fill in the details of Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis, and that's why I mentioned the brachas of Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis first, and then we fill in the details of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, and it works out because we mentioned there are five mishnayos in this parak. What's the last mission in the parak about? It's about mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a din in Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. So because that comes after we discuss the brachos of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. So that's the format of the parak. Okay, Amar Mar. So the Mishnah said that Mishah Shakarim Nechasim Lechol B'Tshuma Son. That when is it that we start saying Kriyat Shema? What's the earliest time to say Kriyat Shema? When a Kohen who was previously Tameh and has now gone to the mikvah is allowed to eat Truma. So depending on the Tuma, there are certain types of Tuma that all you need is Tevila B'Mikvah and you wait for Harav Shemesh and you're fine. But there are certain types of Tuma that require an elongated period of Tuma, like a 7-day period of Tuma. A person Tumas Meis, Tumas Tzara, there are certain, and not only do they require a period of time, you then have to go to the mikvah at the end, and you need to bring a korban on the following day. So there's a whole process. There's time, there's tevila, there's waiting for nightfall, there's the next morning bringing a korban. So at which point can a kohen eat truma? So a kohen can eat truma after he goes to the mikvah at the end of the week, let's say, and then Harav Shemesh, when there's nightfall, that night he can eat truma. He's not totally out of the woods yet. He still has to bring a korban the next morning, and he's not going to be allowed to eat korbanos until he brings the korban the next morning. It's called the Chusar Kapara until the next morning, but at least Truma he's allowed to eat starting at night, starting at Seisok Chavim, the night that he went to the Tevila, that he did the Mikvah, that he went to the Mikvah, he did Tevila that day. So says Gmar Michti, Kohanim is Kachli Truma, Misha Seisok Chavim. Well, when can Kohanim eat Truma? They can eat Truma from Seisok Chavim. So listen, Misha Seisok Chavim. Why doesn't the Mishnah just say from the time of Seisok Chavim? Right? Meaning that's a much more common term than the term, you ask anybody what Seisok Chavim is. Most people with the yeshiva education can tell you Seisok Chavim means when the stars come out. They know what that is. They're familiar with that term. A lot of people are not so familiar with when Kohanim eat Truma. So says Mar Milsal Gavur Chikamashmalim. Kohanim Emes Kaachli B'Truma Mishas Seisok Chavim. Yeah, it's trying to tell me a chiddush that not a chiddush. It's trying to tell me more information that when do Kohanim eat Truma from the time of Seisok Chavim. Meaning this is a pedagogic tool that the Gemara uses all the time. That if you have the ability, lahadil Torah lahadir, that you want want to teach something simple, but you get to throw in some more information, you know, as you're expressing it, so then a person is going to have a greater education. They're going to be able to learn more things. So now, anyone who learns brachos daf beis knows this whole idea of a kohen going through a Torah process and being able to teach truma, something we wouldn't know if we were studying it on its own. But it gets thrown in into the discussion of the Zman Kriya Shema. So that's how the Gemara, Lahadir Torah Lahadir, tries to fill in these details of halacha. Now, it could v'haka mashmalan, and the chiddush is the kapara lo ma'akva, that a kohen is allowed to eat truma before he brings his karban. The karban's the next morning. He's allowed to eat truma the night before. Kidzatanya, as the Brisa tells us this based on the pasuk, the Brisa darshan's a pasuk, uva hashemish v'toher. The pasuk goes on, we don't quote the whole pasuk here, but it goes on to say, Va'achar yochel min hakadshim, that it's uva shemesh v'taher. The process is that there's something called bias shemesh, we'll have to see in a moment what that means. Then there's taher, and then he's allowed to eat kachim. Then he's allowed to eat min hakadshim, kilachmohu, because that's his lechem, the pasuk says. So what's the pasuk talking about? So uva shemesh, bias shimsho ma'kafto milechel b'truma. The sunset is what prevents him from eating truma. Meaning he went to the mikvah that day, he just needs to wait for the sun to go away so that it's seisa kuchavim, and then he can eat his truma. But the ain kaparasa ma'akafto milechel b'truma. But this kapara, the korban that he's going to bring the next day, that's not ma'akiv him from eating truma. So it says more, umimai dahai uva shemesh, bias hashemesh, vaivitaher tariyoma. Well, how do you know that's what the pasuk means? How do you know uva shemesh means sunset, and v'taher means, and therefore the day is over, the day is gone, and that's why he's allowed to eat truma? No, dilma, bias, orum. Maybe uva hashemesh, if I would have asked you, here comes the sun, right? What does that mean? Does that mean uva hashemesh? You don't have to break out into song, but uva hashemesh means, right, not that the sun has set. I would have thought that it means the sun has risen. So isn't that the more logical way to read the pasuk? Dilma bias orahu umay v'taher, taher gavra. And taher means, and now that the sun has risen, you have an obligation, v'taher. V'taher means, now go bring your korban, so that you'll be totally finished with your Torah process. That v'taher is a lashon sivui. So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila, im kein lemakra the yitar. No, if it was really lashon sivui, it wouldn't have said v'taher, it would have said v'yitar, that go and be mitaher yourself. My v'taher, v'taher sounds like that it's something that happens on its own. So taher yoma, it means that when the sun sets, taher yoma, that day is over, meaning there's nothing you do, it just happens. And once that day is over, now you're allowed to eat truma. But as far as the process is concerned, as far as your chiyuvim are concerned, in the chinami, the next day when the sun rises, then you have a chiyuv, then you got to go bring a karban in order to be totally finished with the Torah process. Kedamri in shi yarav shimsha va'ad chiyoma. Like people say, the sun has set, and therefore the day has left. The day is purified, meaning the day is over. That's the expression that the Torah is telling us. B'marava in Eretz Yisrael, had the Rabba Rav Shila lo shmielahu. They didn't hear this comment of Rabba Bar Rav Shila. Rabba Rav Shila is the one that told us that if it was talking about the next morning, it would have said v'yitar, not v'taher. So they didn't hear that teaching of Rabba Rav Shila. Ubayu mibayu, and therefore they raised it as a shayla. How should we read this pasuk? Hai uva hashemesh bias shimshohu umay v'taher taher yoma. Does uva hashemesh v'taher mean that when the sun sets, the day is over? Odilma bias orohu umay v'taher taher gavra. And the way they had this discussion at its soul is that it was an open-ended question they started with. They didn't start with the assumption that it means the end of the day and therefore you eat your truma when the sun sets because the day is over. And then just questioning how we know it means that. It was really an open-ended question. There are two possible options. Does uva shemesh v'taher mean the day is over and therefore you're allowed to eat truma? Or does uva shemesh v'taher mean that the sun rises and therefore you have a chiv to bring a karban? So it says Gemara, v'hadr pashtu lavi b'raisa. And then they were able to answer this question, this open-ended question, from the b'raisa. Midiktani b'braisa, similar davar, tseisa kuchavim. Because the b'raisa says that the way to know what uva shemesh v'taher is, it's tseisa kuchavim. So obviously it's talking about the end of the day. Tzeisav Kechavim is always the end of the day. So that's the meaning of the pasuk. So it's when the Mishnah tells us it's the time of Kohanim Truma, it means when Tzeisav Kechavim happens. How do I know that Kohanim Pidi Truma at Tzeisav Kechavim? Because there's a pasuk Uva Hashemesh V'Teher, and the only way to interpret that pasuk, or the correct way to interpret that pasuk, means that when the day is over, you can eat Truma. This is this Gemara is quoted by Poskim in an unusual context. Poskim discuss how to deal with time zone differences in a number of areas of halacha. For example, there's a halacha called Osav Esbeno, that you're not allowed to shecht behema and its offspring on the same day. It's considered to be cruel or whatever. You're not allowed to shecht the behema and its offspring on the same day. So what happens if the behema and its offspring are on two different continents, right? One is here in America and the other one is in Eretz Yisrael. And so Eretz Yisrael is ahead of us, right? So let's say it's already the next day, it's already nighttime in Eretz Yisrael, but it's still daytime in America. And I shechted the mother here in America today, so can a sheikhid in Eretz Yisrael shecht the offspring at night when it's still daytime in America? So this is discussed in the Shuvas Ber Moshe, the Deborah Sina Rav in Chiluk Zayin, and he says that you're allowed to shecht it because the Isser is on the Shochet, and where the Shochet is, it's already the next day, it's not the same day anymore. You have a similar discussion. They talk about Minchas Yitzchak talks about a woman who travels from America to Eretz Yisrael on the seventh day of her counting Shibinakim. We just finished Maseches Nida, right? So on the seventh day of her counting Shibinakim. So when she needs to go to the mikveh, it's got to be after the 7 days are over. So should she wait 7 hours after Tzeisav Kechavim to go to the mikveh to account for the time difference for when it's going to be Tzeisav Kechavim in America? Or do you say, no, she can just go at leaving aside if you went around the earth the other way and you had a dateline issue? We're not getting into that. That's also a fascinating topic. But let's just assume a regular time difference. So do you do it based on the zman where it is, or based on the zman where you started? So in Minchas Yitzchak, he brings a raya from our Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah says, right? It's the time that the Kohanim eat their truma, and that is Tzeisav Kechavim. And the Gemara brings a braisa that says, when do you read Kriyas Shema Be'arvis? That Chum say, Mishal Shekhanim Nechas Nechal B'Trumasan, Simen L'davar, Tzeisav Kechavim. That a way to know, Kohanim eating Truma, the Simen is Tzeisav Kechavim. So why is Achilles Truma totally dependent on Tzeisav Kechavim? So says Minchas Yitzchak, the Gemara is trying to teach us a halacha, that the Kapara of Mechusre Kapara is not Ma'akev a person from eating Truma, meaning you don't need to wait for your carbon to eat Truma. And it sounds from the you see that in our Mishnah is talking about Mechusre Kapara that become tar from their Tumah at Tzeisav Kechavim, meaning a Zav, a Metzora, all of these people needed to count 7 days, go to the mikvah on day 7, wait till nightfall, and then bring a karban on day 8. That's what the Torah tells us about all of these types of tumah in Parshas Metzora. So from the fact that the tahara of being able to eat truma is dependent on Kriya Shema, so what you see is, when would you read Kriya Shema if you traveled from America to Eretz Yisrael? That's a double pashut, right? If I traveled from the United States to Eretz Yisrael, it's a double pashut, then I'm going to read Kriya Shema as soon as it says Tzeisav Kechavim in Eretz Yisrael. I don't have to wait for Tzeisav Kechavim in America. So says Minchas Yitzchak, by linking Tzeisav Kechavim to the Zman of Achilas Truma, it's telling us that even though you had to count 7 days, and now you have to wait till Tzeisav Kechavim on that seventh day, you don't have to wait till Tzeisav Kechavim in the place where you started. You can wait, it's Tully in Kriya Shema. Whenever you say Kriya Shema, that's when your 7 days are over. And therefore, says Minchas Yitzchak, if you have a woman that has 7 days of Sfira Shivinakiyim, and then she travels to Eretz Yisrael in the middle, she doesn't need to wait 7 hours after Tzeisav Kechavim in Eretz Yisrael. It's just like Kriya Shema. As soon as she can say Kriya Shema, she can go to the mikvah. And the same with Osav Espino and all the other halachos that you can somehow come up with that are totally on the day where a person shifts time zones. Okay, back to the Gemara. So Amar Mah. Now we're just going to discuss the various different shittos about the earliest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So we had said in our Mishnah, we only had one opinion in our Mishnah, and that was from the time that the Kohanim can come and eat their Truma. We have a Braisa that asks the same question. What's the earliest time a Kohen what's the earliest time a person can say Kriya Shema at night? And it gives a different answer. It says, Misha ha'ani nichnas lachal pito b'melach, from the time that a poor person eats his dinner. His dinner is not very fancy. It's some bread and some salt because he's a poor person. when the poor person has dinner time, that's the time to say Kriya Shema, the earliest time to say Kriya Shema. Ad Shah Shamil Lipat Mitok Sudasa, up until the time that he's finished his meal, that he gets up to conclude his meal. So bottom line is that that's a different time, it seems like a different time, than when a Kohen eats his Truma. So Sefer Vaday Pliga Amas Nisan says, well, certainly that second line about until the time he gets up from his Suda, is that's definitely against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah gave three Shitos when the latest time to say Kriya Shema is a third of the night, half of the night, or all night, and it's not the end of the meal. So that's certainly against our Mishnah. But Resha Milema Pliga Amas Nisan, is it so obvious that the time that a poor person eats his dinner is different than the time that a Kohen eats his Truma? Is that necessarily so that they're arguing? Lo, ani v'Kohen, chad shiyuruhu. Says, no, not necessarily. We don't necessarily have machlokas here. It could be that an ani and a Kohen eat at the same time. A Kohen's allowed to eat Truma, says Chavim, and that could be dinner time for an ani, that's when he's supposed to eat. It's interesting, Tosfos raises the question, wait, if an ani always has dinner time exactly at Seisok Chavim, right, which is the Zman of Kriya Shema, and you're supposed to be saying Kriya Shema at this man of Kriya Shema, how is an ani ever saying Kriya Shema or ever eating? Meaning he can't do two things at one time. I would have thought, you know, a not from ani, I don't know, saying, how does this work out? How is an ani schedule going to work out if he's got to do all these things? Tosa points out, Tema, ani kufe, masa yispal. When is he going to daven? Damrit's man echilos, ani zman Kriya Shema. If he's going to eat at the zman Kriya Shema, well, once the zman Kriya Shema comes, he's got to daven right away, right after Kriya Shema. Vikimish ma zman Kriya Shema, asal askel besudat she yispal, bereisha. And once zman Kriya Shema comes, you're not allowed to eat, because you have a mitzvah to do, and you're not allowed to eat before your mitzvah. The Gemara is going to say, "Kor Kriya Shema Mispal V'Ochel Pito Mavarich," that you daven Marav before dinner time. V'Kalover D'Vricham Chayv Misa, you're not allowed to violate the D'Vricham. So it says, "Tos V'Yeshlomer Dizman Tefila Havi Kodem Lizman Suda T'Lav Davka Misha Ani Nichnas Lechal Elo Purtamei Karaka Amar." We're not being so exact, which is a strange thing to say when you're talking about Zman. The whole thing about Zman is to be exact. But we're not being so exact. No, it means that a little bit before his Suda time, that's really the Kriya Shema time. His Suda is right after Kriya Shema and Tvila. Okay, Uraminu says, well, I'll ask you a stira though. Mayimus, I'm asking the cross Kriya Shema Barvis. Same question, what's the earliest time to read Kriya Shema Shalarvis? So, a number of opinions. Mishal Shabin Adam Nechnas and Nechal Pitan Barvis Shabbos is the Rameir. Rameir says, when people eat their Friday night meal, which because people add Mechol Ala Kodesh, they add extra time to Shabbos, it's pretty early that you eat your Friday night meal, certainly this time of year. Mishal Shakranim Zachal Nechal Betrum. That notes from the time that the Kohanim are allowed to eat Truma, similar davar tesek chavim, and that's tesek chavim. And even though we don't have proof to this, we at least have a remez to it. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "V'anachnu osim b'malacha v'chetzya machzikim b'ramacha me'alos hashachar ad tzeisok chavim." That we have our tools for work from alos hashachar until tzeisok chavim. V'omer, and the pasuk says, "V'yelenu halayla mishmer v'yom malacha." That we do work throughout the day, and as soon as the day is over, we're finished with our work. So if working time is up until and you're going to define daytime as working time or working time as daytime, so obviously Tzeisak Chavim marks the end of the day. Maivi Omer, what's this second pasuk adding? No, maybe you'll say sunset is already nighttime and you don't have to wait till Tzeisak Chavim. Why are these people working so late? Because they like to work late. They work past daytime. No, Tashima, Vayelenu Alayla Mishmar Vayom Malacha. That's why I need that second pasuk to say daytime is work time. When we describe that a person works until Tzeisak Chavim, it means that they're only working during the day, because nighttime is defined by Tzeisak Chavim. So anyway, bottom line is, what we just introduced over here is another time that people, for the earliest time to say Kriya Shema, namely, that when people eat on Erev Shabbos. So, Kasal Kataitach Da'ani Ubnei Adam Chad Shiyuruhu. We're assuming that a poor person eats his regular dinner, and people eat their Friday night dinner at the same time. V'yamrit Ani V'Kohen Chad Shiyuruhu. So if you're going to say that when a poor person eats his dinner, and when a Kohen eats Truma is also the same time, then Chacham Hainu Rav Meir. We just quoted a braisa where there's a machlokas between the Chachamim and Reb Meir, whether the earliest time to say Shema is when people eat their Friday night meal or when Kohanim eat their Truma. But if both of those times are the same time as when an Ani eats his meal, there's no machlokas. So it must be that when an Ani eats his meal and when a Kohen eats the Truma, those are two separate times. So it says, no, maybe it's the same time. The other assumption you made was wrong, that we made an assumption that people eat their Friday night meals at the same time that an Ani eats his every night meal. That's not true. Says Gemara, is that true, though, that an Ani eating his regular meal and a Kohen eating his Truma is the same shear or a minute? What's the earliest time? Another price. What's the earliest time? Say Kriyas Mashalavis. And we introduce a whole bunch of new shitas. Misha Shekita Sheyom Barbi Shabbos Divir Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says when Shabbos starts. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Misha Shukhanim Mitoharim Lechel B'Trumasan. Rabbi Yeshua says the shita we know about when Kohanim are allowed to eat Truma. Rabbi Meir Omer Misha Shukhanim Tovl Lechel B'Trumasan. Even before Kohanim can eat Truma, when Kohanim can first go to the mikvah to eat their Truma. So Omer Rabbi Yehuda, wait a second, we can't let that one go. Go to the mikvah during the daytime. There's no way they can go to the mikvah at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There's no way that you can already say Kriya Shema at that time. Rabbi Chanina says when an Ani eats his dinner. When most people eat their dinner. But so all these different opinions. But if when an Ani eats his dinner and when a Kohen eats Truma are the same time, Rabbi Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Yeshua. Then we didn't just present a whole bunch of different shitos. Some of these shitos are exactly the same, and we presented it as if it's a machlokas. Elav shmamina, shira dani l'chud, v'shira d'kohen l'chud, shmamina. So you see that the shira of an ani is one thing, and the shear of a Kohen is another thing, and that's a raya. Hey minayim mu'uchar, which one is later? Mistavra da'ani mu'uchar. It's most mistavra that the ani eating his dinner is a little bit later. Di'amr da'ani muktam, because if an ani is earlier, Rabbi Chanina hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Then it turns out that Rabbi Chanina is saying the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says when Shabbos starts, Elav shmamina da'ani mu'uchar. Must be that the ani time is a little bit later than the Kohanim time, shmamina. So at the end of the day, there are five or six different shitos about when it is that when is the earliest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. As we said in the Mishnah, three shitos as far as when the latest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at Amar Mar, four lines from the bottom of the page.